This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of your hidden power, harnessing the power that you have in your mind, the thoughts that you have in your mind, how you live your life. Is it predicated by what's going on in your mind? Most people would probably say yes to that. So we're here to explore all of those things in different forms. We're going to meet Reiko Gomez in just a moment, who has some very interesting thoughts about how you put things in place in your life, literally and figuratively. And then we'll be joined by my pal, Uri Geller, and we'll talk about the new Spoonbender, whose appearance on the Apollo show is pretty interesting. A visitation with Mary O'Malley, who is in charge of our psychic side of things. And I want to talk with her about dreams and then some important things about where the moon is and the stars with astrologer Maria Trilogy. So that's coming up later on. Let's get into this conversation with Reiko Gomez, who is an interior designer, trained actually at the Parsons School of Design in New York, but has become a feng shui expert, trained at the American Feng Shui Institute in Los Angeles. So I want to know about your feng shui design company called Reiko. You've been at this for about 20 years. Is that right, Reiko?
I have, Doug. Yep.
So how'd you get, what brought you around to thinking in these terms?
Well, I was always interested in spiritual pursuits and and looking at a lot of the things that you talk about on this show. And my career at the time had me managing an international charity. So I actually traveled to India, and this is where I found out about feng shui, of all things. Mm-hmm. I was working in a rural village. We were about to build a hospital in a very rural area. But before we could break ground on the hospital, the local priests, the Brahmins, told us they had to look at our floor plans first, our construction plans, because they wanted to make sure that the building was going to be in harmony with their environment. And I'd never heard of anything like feng shui before, but this is what they were talking about. And I knew as soon as I heard it that it was true, that I believed in that. You have to live in harmony with your environment. And when you do, everything flourishes. So I worked with them on that, and then I came back to New York where I immediately had to learn more about it. And I found a feng shui master and started studying, and then it just took off.
It's very interesting, even pronouncing, I've heard it pronounced both ways, feng shui and feng shui. You're pronouncing it feng shui. It's spelled F-E-N. For those who want to look it up who may not know anything about it and you're curious, you can look by just going into the toolbar, search bar, F-E-N-G-S-H-U-I, feng shui or feng shui. You're an expert. I'm not, so I'll try to pronounce it your way, Reiko. How's that?
Either way works.
It does. And what I like about you said, living in harmony with your environment, that's something going back to one of my favorite philosophies, thoughts or things, how you think when you're in your house. I had somebody come to the house. I lived in the same house for 38 years, and then I moved around the corner to another home and had a feng shui expert come in. I had somebody come in and sage it, did all kinds of things because the energy of the people that lived in the house before and had been in here for quite a long time was very negative. I didn't like them. They didn't like me. So I decided, let's clean out. And I have been very happy in this place. I quite like it here. And I wonder if that doesn't set the tone, what your experience has been in working with people, if whether you know something or not about what was in the house before or who was in the house before, can you really just flush out all the old energy? Is it that easy?
Well, it's a great example that you bring up because you can transform the energy of a space. Absolutely. And it's interesting that your show is called Your Hidden Power. I was thinking feng shui is really your home's hidden power. right? So it's a way to figure out what is the underlying energy of a space, and then once you know it, you can change it. And so I'm not sure what your feng shui expert did when they came in, but what I do is I do a number of calculations based on the exact compass direction of a house in the year it was built.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that gives me a kind of energy blueprint. And maybe
she brought in a big compass that apparently a lot of people use. And yes, she did what you were suggesting, but she also looked in the room, and even I have a dairy farm, and I had her go down to the store where we sell the milk and stuff, and we placed the cabinets and the displays in a way that hit the customer when he walked through the front door. And the same thing is true when you walk into your house, how things, or walk into a room, how things affect you. And you may, it's a very subconscious thing, I think, don't you?
Absolutely. And you're right that the way the impressions that you get from the things around you really have an impact on your mood, on your health, and on your outlook.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like clutter in a way. I have had my office and my studio sometimes get a bit cluttered. And I've been told that there is not necessarily negative energy, but you don't have full access to all the good energy if there's a lot of stuff around. Next to my nightstand, there are a bunch of books and things that I read. And somebody might look at that and say, oh, there's a pile of stuff there. But I use it all. And so I don't know whether if you use things, if that's discounted somewhat when you're talking about how to properly position things in a room.
It's a good point, because if it actually makes you feel good to have those books near your bed at night so you can reach for them, then that's probably ultimately perfectly fine. When you talk about clutter on a bigger scale, like cabinets stuffed with things that we haven't looked at for months or maybe years, that's a level of clutter that's just stuck energy. And the sooner we can get that out of there, the sooner there's space for new things to show up.
I had, when I moved, I told you I moved from one house to another, and the other house, even though I had a farm and a house together, out of the house came three dumpsters full of things that hadn't been used, weren't necessary, were stored away for no good reason, you know, stuff like that. So it was good. And maybe even though people don't like to move, it may be a good exercise in some way, shape, or form if you are moving, because you do create new energy with the move, I think. Don't you think that's the case?
Absolutely. You're moving into a new space with new energy, and like you said, oftentimes you're purging your past. Mm-hmm. So you're saying, well, I don't need anymore. This is a fresh start. What do I want to bring with me? And there's no better motivator for decluttering than moving, I've found.
I think you've helped a lot of people, I'm betting, improve their life. Some of the most common mistakes people make, we'll talk about that so we can keep you sort of focused on why to do what Reiko Gomez is suggesting. You can go to Reiko Design, R-E-I-K-O, which some people would pronounce it Reiko, like Reiki healing, but it's R-E-I-K-O Design. ReikoDesign.com. Check out the website as we continue our conversation. A lot of people have, speaking of how things look, a lot of people have teeth that they would like to make whiter, to make look better. Whiter teeth, and the way people look at your smile is very important. A lot of people have tried a lot of products. A lot of people drink coffee and tea and wine, maybe smoke too much, and that is the kind of stuff that stains your teeth. And if you've used whitening strips and found, oh, what a horrible experience, and it is, I've tried them, your teeth become and your gums get sensitive using that stuff now. And it takes a half hour or more sometimes for them to even show signs of working. With this product called Power Swabs, in 5 minutes, you'll see brighter, whiter teeth, a brighter, whiter smile. It's Power Swabs. Power Swabs, clinically studied, uses a patented tooth detergent, this natural whitening agent, lightening the stains in 5 minutes. You just snap the tube, swab your teeth, and smile, and in a few minutes, all those stains we were talking about will begin to disappear. You do it every 5 to 7 days, and then they will also send you, when you order at 800-208-1797, they'll send you the stain remover that you can use on the go. So take care of all your teeth, whether they're caps, veneers, your natural teeth. Dial 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Power Swabs. Tell them you heard it, or use the code DJV, or you can use the name Doug Steffen if you like. 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. Get those teeth looking as brilliant as you know you would like to have them. Very easy, very simple, and not expensive. Power Swabs at 800-208-1797.
Time of year. I don't have kids. I have eligible dependents. I'm not just a woman. I'm the head of household. And I don't file taxes. I file a 1099 with Schedule C and Form 5329.
Staples has everything you need for tax season, including the latest software like TurboTax. So get the help you need to file with confidence. And now TurboTax is up to $10 off at Staples.
Now I have to take my eligible dependents to soccer practice.
Staples. Less tax stress equals more tax success. Expires 4/14/18.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
All right, 18 half the hour. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Find the most recent podcasts at yourhiddenpowershow.com. We have them all there archived, so pick up the ideas that we present, sometimes in abbreviated fashion. Get the best. You don't have to spend a lot of time listening. If you want to catch up, yourhiddenpowershow.com. We have Reiko Gomez here, Reiko Design. com. We're talking about feng shui and what happens if people make mistakes. Do they make mistakes because they aren't paying attention to you, or are there some feng shui people that make mistakes?
Well, one thing that I've noticed that is a mistake people can often make with feng shui, and it's understandable, is to buy a book and try to follow that book with some feng shui general recommendations for their home and hope to see big changes in their lives. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that there's a few different schools of feng shui out there, and what I practice takes a long time to learn. It's a pretty advanced form. What they're selling in the books is a good beginner level feng shui, but it really, in my experience, doesn't have a lot of impact. It's very generalized. It's a little bit watered down for a Western audience, I think, is what happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's a great beginning because it gets people conscious of their space. So in that regard, I love it. But it really often doesn't have many results. And so I'll get a call from somebody saying, I tried and I used this book and nothing's happening. And then we do a proper feng shui reading of their home and things change.
So you have to be there?
No, actually I don't. I've been doing this for over 18 years now, and so many people requested services from all over the world that I worked with somebody on developing a really specific way to determine their feng shui online. And that has really transformed my ability to serve people all over the world. So I can do a very detailed feng shui analysis for somebody on the other side of the planet as accurately as if I was doing one for the person across the street. And it's very exciting.
That is. That's quite a talent, actually, I would think. So we continue our focus on feng shui in your house and your areas, let's say, with Reiko Gomez in a few moments here on Your Hidden Power.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Three and change after the hour here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with Reiko Gomez, who is a pronounced expert in feng shui or feng shui, having your home analyzed from the thoughts or things department. This is really what has to help you to be able to do these things all around the globe. So here's not necessarily a curveball, but what happens during, like, Easter, but maybe more pronounced Christmas time, when you want to change the decoration in your house. We all want good energy around us during the holidays. We all want good energy around us all the time. So how do you get people that will ask you, all right, what do I do to make sure I'm not doing the wrong thing as I change things around for the holidays?
Well, if we've worked together and I've given them the feng shui recommendations for their home, one of the things that is included in that, and I give a very detailed report for them with best colors and natural elements for each part of the home, that can really help people when they want to make a change to their house, either rearranging their furniture or changing a bedroom color. They can look at that report and say, okay, I see that the best element, say, for the living room is fire. And again, this is based on their specific feng shui analysis. Mm-hmm. And so I know that the best color with fire is red. So if I'm going to be decorating my Christmas tree in the living room, I'm going to opt for lights and bulbs and things that bring in that fire energy. So that's an easy way to make sure that the energy stays great in the space, but it's seamlessly blended into your decorations.
So I'm a dairy guy. I have a dairy farm in addition to being a broadcaster, and I love cows. So when people walk into my house, they see cow pictures of the people there. That's how close they are to me, of the cows that have populated my farm. Over my mantle, my friends get the biggest kick out. They walk into the living room, and they see a picture of a cow over the mantle over the fireplace in my living room. You can go up the stairs to my upstairs, the second floor, and there's a Norman Rockwell picture of a cow being milked in a barn. And there are various statues and all of the stuff. The things on the door handles are cow heads, and I have even the things that hold the paper clips on my desk are made out of cows. So can you overdo it, or is it because I like them that they have a real place in my home?
Well, if they make you feel good, and it sounds like they do, then you're doing the right thing. If you feel uplifted when you look at those pictures, if it makes you smile when you walk up the stairs and see that Norman Rockwell picture, absolutely go for it. The place where I would say it might be a little too much is if you ever went to sell your house. You might want to take away a little bit of that so that it's not overwhelming to somebody for whom that's not their thing.
Really?
I would say in general, if there is something that's close to your heart that really inspires love and good feeling, add that to the space. Make sure that that's around when you wake up in the morning or one of the first things you see when you step through your front door. And that's different for everybody, but think about what those things are and make a point of having those pronounced in your space.
All right, so you beg the question about the whole business of what goes on in a home. If you're selling it, should the home be staged? Do you need to change the energy in a home? Because you don't know who's going to walk through the door.
Yeah, actually, I've been hired many times with people who wanted to stage their house using feng shui to sell their home. And it's a brilliant idea because not only are you making the space feel generally more appealing to buyers, you're also figuring out the feng shui energy of that house and kind of enhancing it subtly so that when a buyer comes through the door, they feel really good, even if they don't exactly know why. And I've seen real success with staging homes using feng shui. Yeah.
All right. So here's the way to get in touch with Reiko Gomez. Go to Reiko Design, R-E-I-K-O, design.com, and you'll see, read through all of this and get information. Just go to, you can look up feng shui and any toolbar as well. It's a fascinating reality and a big help, I think, for a lot of people who just don't know. And it isn't that you don't get it. It's just don't know. And if you're not an expert in this, how would you know? That's why you can. That's what fascinates me, frankly, Reiko, about you being able to do it long distance. That shows that the thought part of it is important. Thoughts are things that can be that accurate. 28 minutes after the hour here on Your Hidden Power.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me on a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, children's names, where you live, all of this is easy to find online. When was the last time you Googled yourself? It's startling what you can find online, especially as it relates to your personal information. Do not be a victim. Protect your privacy and your family's security with Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender is the leader in this field, making
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Four after the hour, as we continue focusing on your hidden powers, there is always something new with my pal Uri Geller, who's here with us from his home in Israel. So I wanted you to know about somebody that I saw on TV this weekend. There's a show called the Showtime at the Apollo. You know the Apollo Theater in New York?
Yes.
All right. So Steve Harvey, who's becoming a very well-known American host, has a weekly show that focuses on new talent. And there was a fellow whose name, I wish I could remember him. He was on this past week, and he was bending spoons. And he described himself, it's a one-name guy, his name begins with an S. And I tried to Google it about 15 times over the weekend, and I couldn't come up with his name. But he was on the show, and he bent spoons and described himself as a mentalist. So all I could think of is somebody who was knocking off what you'd done. There was no mention of you, no credit given to you as the person who used his mind first to do this. And I wonder if there's fakery in this, or can other people do it as you have done it?
Okay, Dougie, first of all, you must understand that for me, anyone who bends spoons, whether they mention me or not, is flattering, because I'm the originator of spoon bending.
Yeah.
Before me, there was no one bending spoons. As a matter of fact, there was no one bending metal. For 6,000 years, no one bent metal. So suddenly I come along, young Israeli, bent spoons and forks and keys, and blows people's minds. So in the last, I would say, 50 years, there were not hundreds, but thousands of magicians and mentalists who grabbed my iconic show, let's talk about the spoon bending, and created for themselves a little act. I'm flattered and I'm honored and I respect them, because if you come to think of it, I managed to instill spoon bending into world culture. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm going to drop some names now. George Clooney played me. Robert De Niro played me. The Matrix with Keanu Reeves, the first Matrix, if you remember, he bends a spoon with the help of a young kid. Johnny Cash sings about spoon bending. R.E.M. sings about spoon bending. I can name you dozens of singers who sing about spoon bending. Many big bands like Incubus mentioned Uri Geller. How can I complain? So if this guy on the stage, good for him. Let me tell you something else. Many of these magicians and mentalists bent spoons much better than me. You know?
Really?
So you figure that out.
Yeah. All right. Well, I wanted to sort of get your take on it, because I always want to protect your image, if nothing else, frankly. That's what I wanted to...
No, I love it.
It's kind of cool.
Doug, you know, when I get kind of, not upset, but it irritates me. Let's say, for instance, like Pokemon, Nintendo, suddenly create a character called Ungeller, a little character. They sell 35 million cards, and they didn't even ask me.
Mm-hmm. And you sued them in one money.
There is another another example. I walk into IKEA. By the way, are there IKEAs in America?
Yes, a lot of them. Yeah.
So I one day walk into IKEA, and I see a stool, and the stool has bent legs. So I tell Hannah, my wife, I like that stool. Let's go and buy it. I approach the stool, and I look at the ticket, and it's called Uri, U-R-I. There are dozens and dozens of items that are called after me because they have a slant of the bent thing. It's out of shape and so on. So I'm very honored, and I'm glad that there are thousands of young magicians who imitate me. Wow, I couldn't, ask for more.
All right, that's a good way to, that's a very positive approach to it. All right, let's see what else is going on here. There's a new mind-reading machine that is aiming to read one's thoughts and translate them into text. So this is another thoughts or things using your mind. How is this going to work? What do you know about this?
Okay, they approached me about this machine. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was in The Sun in England. That's a big daily read by 12 million people. And they interviewed me about this machine. The article is so fascinating that I saw it in many other publications around the world. What they have managed to create is a machine that once you're attached to it with electrodes, you can actually think of anything you want, and it'll read your mind. And my response was, this is fantastic, for disabled people who cannot speak, etc. But let's face it, we all have secrets, and we all keep those secrets in the dark echelons, in the dark caves of our mind. This machine can actually penetrate those areas in your mind and pluck that secretive thought out of your mind, and it can display it on the screen. There's no doubt that CIA, FBI, NSA, National Security Agency, They're all MI5, MI6, Mossad, KGB. They are going to jump on this machine because it's a fantastic tool for them to use against spies.
So this has a 90% accuracy rate, if what I'm reading is correct. That'll help a lot of people. If, as you've suggested, if you can't speak, it'll help people communicate. But there are a lot of other, I would say, ethical questions here, aren't there?
Of course there are ethical questions, absolutely. But, hey, Doc, come on. We are advancing in huge leaps.
Yeah,
you know that maybe 500-600 years from now, we'll just be able to read minds without any machines.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, Doug, let's speak about it next week. I love you. I hug you. I'm in a place called Rishon, which is very close to Tel Aviv, and there's a crew here. We're doing rehearsals. We all send you love. Everybody in America, a big hug from me.
All right, Uri. Back at you. Great hugs to Uri Geller. His website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com. I'm just looking at this device that he's talking about. Helped to develop speech prosthetics for people who can't speak. This is really, but then the whole business, as he suggests, about secrets, that would be something that would throw me off. Because we all have secrets, and we don't want people to know what our secrets are. That made good sense. In a moment, let's talk about your dreams with our psyche scout, Mary O'Malley. That's up next here on Your Hidden Power.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. That website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
All right, it's now 15 minutes before the hour, 45 after the hour. Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with Mary O'Malley, who is our resident psychic. The focus of dreams. I bring myself into a lot of these stories when it comes to helping people. I don't mind me being put out on stage, if you will. I find that I'm really kind of taken back by a dream that I had over the weekend, Mary. The dream was with me and Hillary Clinton, and it went on and on. I can remember it vividly, many parts of it. It seemed like we're told that with REM sleep, you only have the last few minutes of your night in which the dreams take place, but this thing sure seemed like it was going on and on and on and on and on. And so I wondered about dreams and the fantasy. A lot of people think that dreams predict the future. Do people come to you and ask you to help them interpret or understand their dreams?
Yes, on occasion. Mostly the people who find that their dreams are intuitive, giving them information. A lot of people receive psychic information through dreams.
What sort of psychic information was I getting from Hillary Clinton?
I'm not sure that was a psychic dream. The first thing that I always do is I say, what part of you does that person represent? You know, does something about Hillary Clinton represent some part of your personality that needs attention?
Well, you know me pretty well. I'm thinking it through.
Well, one thing about her is she does persevere, you know, through anything, and she's been through some ups and downs, and you know, with Bill and everything else, and she still keeps fighting, she still keeps trying, and that reminds me of you. Mm-hmm. You know, you just keep moving forward no matter what, and I just think that's a really strong personality trait. But yeah. With Hillary, then we have the feminine part of it, the more creative part of it. So you might want to integrate, you know, how am I being creative? How could I be more creative, you know, with that part of my personality?
I mean,
does that make
sense? Yeah, it does. And I'm approaching some things this week that will require more of my creativity. It seems that in this circumstance where I'm working to save my farm, the idea of having people work with me, you'd think would be easy and we'd have great support for it. And I guess I'm paying more attention to the people who are their distraction from me, detractors, than those who are supporting me. And I think that gets in the way of, you know, thoughts are things. And I've been thinking this weekend a lot about my thoughts, because none of us have positive thoughts 100% of the time, do we? Do you know anybody who's ever come to you, or anybody who's a professional, anybody from any walk of life, who thinks about things, or any number of things, only from the positive?
No. I know a lot of people that, you know, work to change their thought process, but it doesn't seem to come naturally, you know?
No, it doesn't.
So I'm then, sure there's somebody out there, you know, but
we haven't found them. Yeah, right.
Right.
All right, so in a session with you, and somebody, let's say they call you up or they go online to psychicscout.com and they want to have insight into their dreams, you give them the same advice you just gave me. Do you want to dig into them, or does it lead, sometimes do dreams lead to a dead end?
Yeah, I give the same advice. First, I ask them, you know, what part of your personality would this represent? Or does this person represent something in your life? For instance, whenever I need to pay more attention to something in my life, I'll have a dream that represents somebody that was a danger to me in the past or that hurt me in the past.
Really?
So I'll ask that first. But, you know, then there are also, like I said, people who receive a lot of intuitive information through their dreams. They'll dream about somebody and that person will pass away the next week. Or their loved ones who passed on will come visit them in their dreams. So
yeah.
It depends on the nature of the dream.
This is not just for entertainment, although a lot of people get readings from folks like you for entertainment purposes, but they really do. If you focus on your thoughts, really, you can get a lot of help. So Mary is certainly happy to help you out if she can. PsychicScout.com. Mention you were listening to her on Your Hidden Power, 10 minutes for the hour here.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, time for your hidden power to focus on astrology. We do all kinds of different things that are sensitive. And Maria Francesca Trilogy, who's available at smbworks@earthling.net, fascinating way for her to get to you and to figure out what's going on with you. We've talked about Mercury being in retrograde. That continues for another, 10 days or so, I think. As it is tied to the spring equinox, there was a big full blue moon over this past weekend. Any significance to that other than looking at it and thinking, wow, that's a big moon out there? But the moon always affects us no matter what our sign, doesn't it?
Yes, it does do that. Hello to everyone. Yes, the moon, it affects us because of the fact that it's either a new moon or a full moon, depending on the phase of the moon. When it is full, though, it is in its entirety. And that's when the energy of it is the strongest. And then, always important to know what sign it is in, because then that will signify what kind of energy that full moon is emitting.
All right, so what sign was it in?
In that way.
Yeah,
it was in the sign of Libra, and Libra is the sign that represents peace and harmony and justice and balance. So when we have a moon like that, it gives us an opportunity to look at our lives, to see where we're out of balance and where we need to bring more peace and harmony and direct our conversations with people with less confrontation and the idea of resolution.
How many people actually do things like that, though? How many people in your, other than coming to you and they say, yeah, okay, I hear you, that's a great idea, but how many people really do what you're suggesting here?
Yeah, well, let us think about that. And that's a good question. to ask and something to ponder, because how many people do pay attention?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, and wouldn't it be great if more people did pay attention and understand the influence of the planets to support their lives better, to look around and see what, you know, what kind of energy that planet is bringing, or who they are overall astrologically. And in any way, I mean, why not take that opportunity? And what a great time to do that over the Easter weekend, you know, going into spring. What kind of energy do I want in my life as I move forward? Where am I out of balance?
New
and if we
beginnings.
Look at ourselves, we, yes, totally.
Yeah.
And I think we all need to focus on finding new ways, especially with the world feeling, you know, so out of balance.
Well, I was talking earlier today about how people seem to want to focus on the presidency. And I'm a history scholar, and I know a lot about American presidents. And most of the rule has been that presidents have been dysfunctional, not functional. Not just in our memory, but the history of the country. And if you think about the leadership of the whole world, and most of the people that we know about, look at Caesar, for God's sakes, or Nero, the old expression, fiddle while Rome burned. He set Rome on fire to get to look for, he wanted to make the Christians the bad guys. So that was part of what Easter was all about, frankly.
And that's all, that's so great and so true that you're saying that. And that we need to look further than that. Look beyond the presidency. Look at really our lives in our day to day and figure out a better way for us to be in our own life. Rather, we're always wanting to look out at what's not always, but you know, it's a tendency, like you say, where's the gossip? What's wrong with this guy? What's wrong with this government? What's wrong with this world? And when we think about it and look back, it's only one small portion of a much bigger picture.
And if we picture them like we picture ourselves, none of us are perfect. We all have our foibles. And so maybe you need to get a little checkup. I'm going to suggest you get in touch with Maria at smbworks@earthlink.net. She's got some spring equinox ways to refocus your life and get information that will help you. So it's smbworks@earthlink.net for Maria Francesca Trilogy, our astrology.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.